If you're like us, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether we're in Levittown, Floral Park, New York, or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate, except you also kind of do? Maybe you're trying to find something healthy, whether it's keto, paleo, whatever. The infatuation has you covered in all of those situations and many, many more. So if you ever need a place to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in. The Mondays with Mike and Marty podcast is brought to you by Tonic CBD. Their hemp-derived CBD and botanical blends create a completely holistic method to help you feel your best and fix your vibe. Pick up all your CBD needs at tonicvibes.com/ref/keto Mike. We're also brought to you by Sail Away Coffee. Sail Away Coffee is anchored on slogan, Live Young. Sail Away pairs a free-spirited approach to flavor with a well-traveled palate. And when you go to sailawaycoffee.com, you can get 10% off an order using code KETOMM at checkout. And finally, we're brought to you by No Matter What Apparel. Fresh apparel for every lifestyle, no matter what. And now when you go to nomatterwhatapparel.com, you can use code MikeMarty, capital M, at checkout for 10% off your order. That's Mike Marty at checkout at nomatterwhatapparel.com.
A lot of good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Let's share this out.
Gotta hear your gym story again.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm excited. And we are live.
A lot of good stuff to talk about today.
We always forget about that portion of it. We got our Sail Away.
Yeah, we do.
And tonight, always. I'm drinking a little Coastal Craft kombucha, a little Ahoy Mate.
That's one of my favorite flavors.
Cheers.
Wait, one more.
We'll go one more.
Oop. All right, that was a good one. Mmm.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Thanks, Sail Away.
Cheers to you guys. It's Monday. It's cold.
Yeah, it got dark really quick, too.
Yeah, I don't like that shit anymore.
I worked out after work, and then before coming home, it was like I walked out to my car, and it was like...
Yeah, I'm not liking the whole get dark early thing anymore. It sucks.
I don't even mind that or the night. It's the morning that kills me. Mm. Like when I woke up this morning, and it was 34 degrees. My car had frost on it. So
it's freezing ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm not a fan of. Well, I want to get a remote start.
They're pretty legit.
But I have to figure out if I can get it removed. Because my car's a lease. Mm. So technically, everyone does it to a lease. It's not like the end of the world.
Right.
But I think I get charged for some. Like if I make modifications to a lease, obviously they charge me for it.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Nadine. So...
Hey, Nadine.
I have to figure out, like, can I get it installed and then before I trade it in, get take it removed? I feel like they could just take it out as easily as they put it in.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know cars,
I know
so...
I shit about automobiles.
I just think it would be cool to hit a button and have my car start. I've always wanted it.
It is really convenient.
But, yeah, I don't know what the deal is. If I were to just trade it in, like, would they even notice?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Pretty sure they notice.
Because they inspect the whole thing.
Yeah. Especially if it's a lease.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd probably have to get that taken out.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know how, like...
Because sometimes it's like people make modifications to a lease and then they just like oh, here, like, you have to pay $100 for, like, an inconvenience fee.
Right.
And they remove the remote start anyway. Or if they resell it, they can just be like, hey, this has remote start.
There's a remote start.
I know people modify shit all the time, and I think you just get, like, charged or something at the end when you dividend, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to find it out.
I know they, like, fuck you with miles and stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Like, if you go over your mileage and stuff.
Yeah, they do. So, unless you lease with them again. Mm-hmm. Then they'll be like, all right, fine. We'll forget it if you lease with them. They'll use that as a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out. Because remote start will be pretty cool. You know, this car doesn't even have 6,000 miles on it yet.
They're pretty new. They're pretty handy, especially in the summer. In the winter.
Yeah. So I'm gonna check. I'm gonna check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such a bitch when it comes to the cold.
I don't like the cold.
Like it was it was in the 30s today, and I was like, fuck.
Sucks. I wore my fucking.
But like I'm not like it's gonna be like. Yeah, but it's gonna be like super super cold. I feel like they say New York has the coldest winter in history. I feel like they say that every winter.
They do.
I saw it on Facebook and I was like, didn't you guys say that last winter?
I say it all the time. What the fuck? And then I saw an article.
How much colder can it get?
I saw an article saying that we may not have a bad winter now.
Well,
of the way the clouds.
I never listen to the weather. I always go by like, if I see. Exactly, they're never right. If I see it, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold out? Okay. I'll wait till I wake up. If it's that cold out, cool. If it's not, cool.
Mm hmm. Oh, yeah, man. That's, I'm not happy about the cold weather.
No. I don't have any, like, warm clothes. Because it took such a turn so quickly that I realized today that, like, I have, like, 3 sweatshirts.
Get a winter jacket and some long sleeves and you're good.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't do the puffy jackets.
No.
I make my own jacket. I put a hoodie on and I throw, like, the H&M bomber over it.
That's usually how that works
out. It works out fine.
It works out good. I usually do that. I usually wear, like, my pea coat, and then sometimes
that's a nice one too.
I'll throw on like a hoodie underneath.
Yeah,
it's like really cold.
Because you're never really standing out in the cold anyway. No. Like you're either walking or you know you're going from your car. So it's like,
walking in the city is
that's a little.
It gets really chilly, especially when it's like windy and cold.
Yeah, and you're walking against the wind, like
buildings and shit. Ugh, it's terrible.
Eileen.
Hey, Eileen.
How are you? We're fantastic.
We're great. And how are you?
It's another Monday. It's episode 31.
Yeah.
We have a really good, real, raw, nitty gritty.
It's gonna cut to the core.
Yeah.
Guys, so.
No sugarcoating in this episode.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, we don't sugarcoat anything.
We don't.
Sugarcoating is not keto.
Is this keto?
Is this keto? Is this keto?
Is this podcast keto?
Fuck yeah.
Is this Mike keto?
I hope so.
It is. I believe so. That's good. Wow. Did you, any more recent run-ins with your,
Did you beat down any of those people that came to your door?
With those robbers?
I hope you shot them.
Yeah. And the kneecaps.
Oof.
That's gotta hurt.
That's what I would've done.
Yeah. Right, the knees.
New York's weird, though. We probably still would've gotten in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
For something.
Yeah, for self-defense? Absolutely not. You'd probably get arrested.
Yeah.
It'd be your fault, even if somebody was trespassing.
My stepdad told me one time, because he was a cop in Freeport, he said, even if it's self-defense, if it's excessive, you still get in trouble for it. He said, there was a call he responded to, and there was a guy broke into a woman's house, tripped and fell, and sued her because it was on her property.
What? Wow.
And I think it actually went pretty far. I don't know if he won, but it went far enough where it was like, it went too far. Like, it shouldn't have. You broke into my house. You slipped. How are you going to sue me?
Yeah, no. Fuck out of here.
I was like, what the fuck?
Just stab him.
But he said, even in a street fight, he said, if you, like, if someone, I mean, like, I get it. Like, if someone comes up to me and pushes me,
right,
and I use my martial arts to beat the shit out of them.
Well,
that's not. I mean, the guy pushed me. Like, because some people do that. And they'll be like, "Oh, self defense." But I'm like,
roundhouse kick him to the face.
Yeah, like he pushed you. Like he grabbed your shirt. You did not need to break his nose. Like that. At that point, that's not self defense. Unless the guy's like fucking huge. Unless I'm going up against like a bouncer type guy. Then yeah, obviously if he's grabbing my shirt, something like that. But
then something's gonna
even
happen.
Even still, you shouldn't have to worry about getting in trouble for doing that. They have not been back. My gun is right here though. The cops did nothing.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Well. You can only count on yourself and your gun.
Mm-hmm.
And you can count on Mike and Marty.
America.
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 Except New York.
Yeah.
Fuck New York.
and their rules.
Stupid ass state.
Yeah, they're dumb. So, Mike, I heard you had a little running at the gym.
I did. I did have a running at the gym.
How'd that go?
So.
Let us hear it.
What did she say? I'll shoot them at the door and drag them in the house and hang them upside down.
That works. Bleed them dry.
Yeah.
Wow, that was...
Eileen, you just got 10 points cooler in our book.
Yeah.
Fucking A. So, my run-in with the gym. All right, so the gym's fucking weird.
Okay, what gym?
Planet Fitness, which is even weirder.
Okay.
So, we're... Mission Nutrition is right next to Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
We got very close with the manager, the employees. They let me go for free.
Cool.
It's very nice.
Very nice.
But Planet Fitness is just a weird... It's like all the weirdos just fucking go there. That's like the most judgment. All the weirdos just go there. I don't know why. I guess it's because it's cheap. I don't know. No judgment. I don't judge.
Okay.
You fucking go to whatever gym you want. You know, there's weirdos at Lifetime, too.
Yeah. It's weirdos at every gym.
Every gym. Planet Fitness, for some reason, is just...
Attracts more weirdos.
Attracts. It just, like, is a calling. Than a magnet. Gym. So, when I walk into the gym, I have my headphones in. I got my favorite band, Ebony Affliction, blasting. I'm, like, fucking ready to go. I hype myself up. I've been better with my water intake.
Good, good.
So, I have to go to the bathroom all the time. Yeah, I should be drinking some now. So, I go to the bathroom all the time. So, I walk into the locker room. And you know how they have like the blow dryers near the sink?
Yeah.
For like the people who shower there and do their hair. So I walk into the bathroom. I hear the blow dryer going. I don't think anything of it. So I go to pee and there's like a corner.
Okay.
So it's like you walk in, there's the lockers. You walk a little thing and then it opens up. Shower's on the right.
Bathrooms
and sinks and whatnot are on the left. So I you have to hang a left. You know, so I come around the wall. And I see the guy there. In front of the mirror, with his leg up, straddling the counter.
Like, sick.
Blow drying his nuts. Like, blow drying.
Older gentleman?
Yes. Not like, you know how like, some people are really old where they kind of get a pass?
Yeah.
Because like, once you're past, I feel like once you're past a certain age, you just don't give a fuck.
It. They just free dick it in the locker.
Like, if you're like... In your 80s and 90s, you don't give a fuck, bro.
No.
Who's gonna judge you? You're like, you're a seasoned in life.
It's like you're in 80s and 90s and you're still at the gym.
Yeah.
By all means, walk around naked.
So,
swing that dick.
Swing it.
Swing me dick.
So I'm like, I come in, I turn the corner and I see him. And like, you know me, I don't get awkward. I don't get uncomfortable. It takes a fucking lot. So I was like just trying to not make eye contact with him. And I'm like, all right. So... Instead of, I used the bathroom, and then when I went to go wash my hands, obviously he was up on the counter, one leg. So,
this is weird.
Accidentally made eye contact with him.
Oh no.
He was looking at me the whole time.
Interesting.
Which was weird on its own.
Interesting.
Don't look at me with your legs up and your dick out. It's just, it's not that kind of, I'm not there for that.
No.
I know like shit might go down in the locker room, but I'm not there for that. Not the one. So, instead of making eye contact with his dick, I made eye contact with his eyes, which somehow worse. And he just stared at me. We just made eye contact. For like a good, an uncomfortable 20 seconds,
which
seemed like 3 minutes. And we just...
Probably felt like 3 hours.
And he just continued to do what he was doing. And he looked at me. He didn't give a fuck. I was just like, wow.
Did you get like a little wink?
I was waiting for it. I was like, waiting for like an eyebrow wiggle.
All of this.
Yes. You could have all of this.
This could be yours.
I was waiting for an eyebrow wiggle or like a wink. And I was just like, okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I washed my hands. That was it. I was like.
It's weird.
I was like, what the fuck? I actually almost respect him because this guy did not give a fuck.
Did he break eye contact at all?
No.
Wow, that's weird.
I did.
Well, I would hope so.
It was like a magnet. Our eyes were just... I was like, fuck, all right.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I expect nothing less at a gym, like Planet Fitness, but I also expect that you should know this is not your home. You know what I'm saying?
There's definitely certain things.
There's like shit I would do in a locker room. That,
in a public locker room.
Like, the most I've ever done was like be in my underwear in a locker room because I was changing from clothes to gym clothes. That's it. Like, these dudes, they don't give a fuck, man. They just walk around butt-ass naked.
When I work out in the city, I have to take a shower. I work out because I'm going back to work. I always have a towel with me, and I always just like wrap it around myself so I'm not dick naked.
Yeah.
You know?
These dudes don't give a fuck.
And it's just like, and I took, I guess I'll share my weird story.
Yeah.
Because I told you. Oh, wow.
It's minty.
That is minty.
It's nice, though. It's refreshing. Mm. Hawaiian Fire is still my favorite.
Berry hibiscus.
That's a very close second.
Ahoy, matey. Job well done, guys. Coastal Craft.
Coastal Craft.
You guys doing good work over there as well.
Yeah.
This was, like, I don't know how many years ago, but when it went to New York Sports Club.
Okay.
On 39th and 6th.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was 39th. Could be wrong. But went there after work. Just had time to kill. So I was like, I have even more time to kill after my workout. I was like, I'm going to go sit in the fucking steam in the sauna.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of get loose a little bit and whatnot. But rush hour in the city. Loose. Rush hour in the city at the gyms is just a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare. So I went in there, had my towel on. Sat down, found a spot. It was comfortable, and there was just a lot of people in there, and it got crowded like quickly. And I was just like, all right, I don't know how much longer I'm gonna stay in here to begin with. So to the right of me, saw two guys. One guy had his hand under his towel, and I didn't really think about it. But then I saw his hand kind of moving up and down.
Nothing PG about that.
There's nothing PG about that.
Wow.
And then I realized he didn't have a towel on.
Ah.
And I'm like,
huh.
It caught the corner of my eye. I was like, is that really going on? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that that's happening right now. And I'm like, I was kind of like struck and like, I was kind of in shock at the moment, and I couldn't get up and leave. And I'm just like, fuck. I'm like, I need to leave now. And then finally there was a guy sitting in front of me. I was like, dude, please. I was like, gotta go. Gotta get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really awkward, and I never went back to that gym again.
Things were going to escalate real quick.
I don't know what was going on in that sauna, but...
That's fucking weird.
But I've heard things about New York Sports Club. In the past.
Oh, I've heard things about that too, yeah. Sauna gets wild.
Sauna gets a little weird.
Yeah, they get weird. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. I'm glad I wasn't in the steam room. Because then, you can't see what's going on in the steam room.
Oh, that's right.
Sauna's open.
You can see.
You can see.
Oh, the steam room.
It's just
room.
Hot. Oh, steam room damn. Is... Yeah. I don't want to know what goes on in the steam room.
No.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
That's why when I ever go to a gym, I just
wonder if they clean those things.
Just because I had some time to kill, that's the reason I went in there. Usually when I try it, if I go to a sauna or a steam room, at a gym, I make sure there's no one in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, good. I'm like, I got 15 minutes. I'm going to hang out in here. And then usually when somebody comes in, I'll hang out for 2 minutes. I'm like, nope, see ya.
Yeah, that's intimate.
It's weird. Yeah.
I hate the way Planet Fitness is set up. Too close. I have walked into the men's locker room thinking it was the women's one. So
man.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. I was like, oh,
fuck. I don't know if I've done that.
On accident, yeah, I did. But I didn't get far. I got into the entranceway and then I saw a girl coming out. I was like, oh, just kidding.
Take my bed. See ya. So.
So.
Let's jump into stuff.
Let's.
Because it's a good topic.
It is a good topic.
I like it. So, guys, are you lazy?
Probably.
I think so. I think so.
Probably. Being lazy. All right. This is my issue with it.
Okay.
There's nothing being lazy
yeah.
is okay sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
But you have to admit it.
Yes.
So when I talk to people and they're like, oh, how come you're buying lunch today instead? Like genuinely asking me, not like being a dick. And I always go, I didn't want to meal prep. I never say I don't have time to meal prep or I couldn't meal prep.
Right.
I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I meaning like I could have gotten up 20 minutes earlier and cooked. I just was being fucking lazy yeah. and I would rather have spent money on lunch than gotten up and cooked. I'm completely honest with myself and everyone else. When I'm lazy, I fully admit that I'm lazy.
100%.
Because there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
If you're lazy all the time, that's a different story. And if you don't admit you're lazy, which almost nobody does, they use excuses to fill up the fact that they're lazy Correct. Instead of admitting, hey, I'm lazy, because nobody wants to say that about themselves.
Well, the best is when somebody's trying to, like, come to you and be like, hey, look, I'm trying to really, like, change my life around and,
yeah.
you know, lose some weight or start working out a little bit more.
Yep.
But it's like, all right, so what are you doing then? It's like, I don't do anything. It's like, why not? It's like, well, I don't really have time. It's like, run me through your day. And they run yeah. you through your day and you're like, well, what about like this time period? And it's like, no, it's like that time's just to do nothing and or whatever. It's like, well, instead of taking that time, why don't you take that time to do something that, yeah. during that hour, 45 minutes that you have?
Yeah. Listen, there's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
You're not using all 24 hours in a day. No. There's at least a little bit of time you can find. I always tell people you're never going to have extra time.
Right.
You have to make extra time.
Yes.
I don't have an extra hour just laying around for me to go to the gym. I make it on my own mm-hmm. and I make it fit and that's what happens. But a lot of people, yeah, time. I don't have time. You do.
It's like, look, I totally get the time.
Yeah,
I'm on board with that.
Yep.
I have a 3-year-old at home. I have a family at home.
Yep.
And like, I get the whole not having enough time to do it, especially if you're a parent and like you have even more responsibility.
Yeah.
So like, I get that whole.
Because sometimes thing. That extra hour you might have laying around goes towards your kid.
Towards family time.
Or your significant other.
Correct.
And obviously that's priority.
So what I've found has worked for me,
parent's point of view.
In the last 37 days now, is that either A, I'll go to the gym during lunch at work. So I'm at work and I'm in the city. That way when I get home,
you're not sacrificing family time anyway.
Or what I've been doing for the last 37 days is I get up at 5:15 in the morning now.
Yeah.
And I work out for a half hour, 45 minutes.
There you go.
My wife's sleeping. My daughter's sleeping. I work out in my living room.
Yep.
They're sleeping. I'm not doing anything.
Yes.
Same thing goes for the weekends. Like, when I work out during the weekends, I do it when the two of them go take a nap.
Yeah.
So that way I'm like, all right, well, they're taking a nap. I have an hour and a half, 2 hours now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do something active.
Yep.
And go work out. I'll go to the gym. I'll do something in my living room.
Yeah.
So I find that I've found the time to do it.
Exactly.
So that's the thing. Improvising. Like, if you're a parent or you have these responsibilities,
yeah,
it's just finding those small little openings in your day. And it's like, look, I loved sleeping till like 6:15 a.m.
Yeah.
I've gotten to enjoy waking up at 5:15.
Yeah.
You know, because do I love it? It's not that great, but I still do it.
But you get up and you're looking forward to getting active.
Like, I've developed my routine now where I wake up in the morning, I'll take a shower, all my clothes are ready from the night before,
yep.
coffee maker set for like 5:30 in the morning to start brewing, that way when I'm out of my shower I can make my coffee, my food's ready, that way like then it gives me time to like wind down.
Exactly.
Like, I can read a book, drink my coffee, read the news, whatever I want to do
for
like a half hour, 45 minutes.
But it's just making the time, finding the time, it's like little things like that.
Yeah, like
you don't need 2 hours.
I have a daughter. Like I leave my house at 7 o'clock in the morning to catch a train, and then I don't get home until 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Every night. So it's like I'm not home for
and you all still those make
hours,
time,
and I still make time to do it. So it's like
my other favorite excuse is
I can make a fuck ton of excuses for not wanting.
Oh yeah, my other favorite is it's too expensive to eat healthy. Here's my issue with that.
Okay.
It's really not.
No.
Unless you're shopping for like a family, which again, I can't relate to. I shop for myself, and me personally, I don't spend much more, maybe a $10 difference from when I was eating like shit food shopping and when I'm eating healthy food shopping. And I go to Whole Foods every week. And I
it's
still
not the cheapest place either.
No, but I'm also smart with what I buy. I buy shit that I know I need.
Mm-hmm.
I buy the appropriate amount of things to last me the week so I don't run out of food then be like, oh, well, I'm out of food, so I'm just going to eat unhealthy. You know, like...
Guilty.
Yeah, so it's
guilty
like...
Guilty of it.
And, you know, I get it. Like, people... Tough times are tough. Times have been tough. You know what I'm saying? But, at the same time, it's also priorities.
Yes.
If you tell me... You don't want to spend $7 on organic, free-range, cage-free eggs, but you're going to Starbucks and spending $6 on a latte, get the fuck out of here. So you have the $6,
but you're choosing,
but
to,
you're
spend
choosing
it on a pumpkin
to
spice latte.
Choose it on a basic-ass PSL instead of your health.
Yeah.
I don't have an extra $130 a week to spend on myself on Whole Foods, but I also don't spend $130 a weekend on going out to the bar.
Correct.
So again, I have that $130. It's what I choose to do with it.
Right.
Do I want to invest it on my health and go to Whole Foods on Friday night and food shop? Or do I want to go out and drink and do whatever?
Yeah.
But again, there's nothing wrong with that. If I wanted to 1 week take $130 and I mean, who's, who am I kidding? I can't. I'm a lightweight. Fucking $30 would be all I could handle. Like, I don't know who's, I don't know what I'm thinking drinking $130 worth of alcohol, but.
I've done it.
I don't think I would be able to make it past $40 worth of alcohol. But if I were to take that money and spend it on drinks on Friday night, that would be okay.
Right.
But I can't complain then that, oh my God, food shopping at Whole Foods is too expensive.
Correct.
No, it's not, because you took that money and you did something else with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you had that money, but you just chose to do something else with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, and you know, granted, I don't have like a mortgage and stuff, but like for my age, I pay my fair share of bills.
Correct.
More than a lot of other people my age. But I balance everything out. I allocate money for myself. That's what I do. I sell. That's my limit. I do $130.
That's a good limit.
A week. That's for food in general.
Okay.
So whether it's admission from snacks or shit from Whole Foods.
Snacks
like,
add up too.
Snacks do.
Snacks really add up.
I get snacks from Mission, one, to obviously support my own, you know, job, but two, the discount. It just doesn't make sense. Like, some of the stuff, like Siete chips, I can get them at Whole Foods, but they get a discount admission. So, like,
so you might as well fucking use the discount.
Yeah, so, you know, and then the money goes back into the, you know.
Into the business.
Yeah, of course. So... You know, but like Whole Foods, I get my produce, my meats, my fish,
right,
and stuff like
course.
That. I had a nice piece of salmon, bro, from Whole Foods. Oh, shit. They're a fucking pound.
I've never had fish from Whole Foods. I've never actually...
Whole Foods?
Whole Foods has a fucking fantastic
insane.
And fish
department. And the meat, too.
Yes.
So I get this whole... I get Whole Foods, right? I go to Whole Foods and I get...
Which Whole Foods do you go to?
A Jericho.
The one in Jericho?
Until the one in Massapequa or wherever is going to open up. I think it's Massapequa. But I go to Jericho... And I got a pound of wild-caught sockeye Alaskan salmon.
Ooh.
That sounds I didn't realize how much a pound was. Like I thought, you know, you think a pound, he got a, I had like a whole fucking fish.
Yeah.
It made like four meals.
Yeah.
It was like $18.
That's not bad.
You go to a restaurant, you're paying $22 for one salmon dish.
Yeah.
Which is a little piece.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole fucking thing for like $18. It was sick.
That's nice.
I chopped it up. I baked it with some avocado oil and lemon. It made like four meals.
So,
and it's cool too. What I didn't know was I bought salmon there once and I never did it again because I got turned off because I got a bone.
That happens to me once in a while.
But the guy in front of me asked the guy, can you remove the bones? Which I didn't know was a thing.
I didn't know that.
And this guy was like a pro. He got like these little tweezers and he fucking plucked all the bones out. So I'm glad that guy was in front of me because then I asked him, I said, can you remove the bones from mine too? And he was like, yeah, fucking did it.
Sick.
He was a pro at it too because there was no bones.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But yeah, so like Whole Foods, $130. And I have food for the week.
Right.
Because like, even by the end of the week, I still have food left over. But like I said, you know, it's priorities. You have to prioritize your money. You have the $130, it's what do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I see these people all the time. They go out, they blow $200 on the bar every weekend. But then they're like, yeah, but eating healthy is so expensive. And I'm like, yeah, but like, it's not though. If you really break it down like that,
yeah,
and you really think about it like that.
It's like, tell me what you did this weekend.
Yeah, it's like, it's really not. Oh, well,
I went
out
to dinner, and I went out to the bar, and I went out here, and I went there. It's like, well, did you have to go here or there?
Yeah.
Like,
and even some other people, like with like maybe sports.
Right.
You know, like you spend $500 on a new snowboard. Don't tell me eating healthy is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Snowboarding might be a priority to you.
You have your priorities.
But it's not too expensive because you could have used that for that.
Did you have to buy, you could have bought a $400 snowboard and saved $900.
That's what I do with my, same thing with tattoos. That's what I used to be so bad with. That's why my dad used to get pissed when I get tattoos. Not because they were tattoos, because mm-hmm. I was spending money I didn't fucking have. Like, I was choosing
I got that shit.
Getting a tattoo over putting fucking food on my plate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at that age, you know, it's not about living. It's, I fend for myself.
Right.
So if I made that choice, I made that fucking choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I didn't have $200 to spend on a tattoo, but I can't be like, hey, fuck, eating healthy is so expensive. Like, no, it's not, because you could have taken the $200 you spent on your tattoo
right.
and invested it into your health by going to the fucking store and getting mm-hmm. organic and free range.
100%.
So it's like, that's the one that really gets me. And I'm like, not for nothing, but like, if I can afford it, you probably can afford it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get people have money problems, but like, there are ways you can sit down. I sit down, you know, I have it down to a science now, or I've been good, but I used to be terrible with my money. So I go, okay, I have this much money in my account for the week.
Right.
This much is going towards food. This much is going towards savings. I put aside X amount for my credit cards usually. I do this. And then,
very smart.
But
very,
that's very smart. That's my structure, so I know I'm not going to be fucked. I know I'm not going to fuck up.
Right.
Obviously, shit happens. I got to fix my fucking car. I got to do this. But on an everyday basis, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's coming from someone who was terrible with their money. Like, terrible with their money. When I tell you terrible, I'm like, fuck.
I'm with you on that.
So now I realize, like, that's how bad I was, but I realize how easy it is. Because it's like, now it's like, all right, like, this is a fucking breeze, but I have the money to spend on myself.
Correct.
As far as like, okay, if I want to spend the extra $2 on organic eggs, I'm not going to be like, fuck, $7 instead of $4 instead of $5. Like, who gives a shit? It's $2. You're getting a good quality whatever.
I can buy it.
You know, people with, same thing with CBD. I get it. It's expensive. You're never going to have an extra $70-$80 laying around, but are you going to go out on Friday and go out to dinner and spend $80? Or would you rather not be in pain and have CBD?
Or if you want.
Or get rid of your anxiety and get CBD.
If you buy your food the week ahead, you make it all instead of going out to lunch 2 to 3 days a week.
Exactly.
And you make your food.
Yeah.
Take that $10-$15 that you were going to spend on lunch. Put it aside. And then at the end of the month, go buy your CBD.
Yeah.
Or go buy whatever you want to do.
That's,
you
know, great
but
idea.
Like.
That's what I started doing with my credit card.
That's like the, it's like when people always are like, oh my God, like, how are you like working out and like losing all your weight and like doing this and that? And I was like, because I make it a priority in my life. And like, it's because I've changed from being a lazy sack of shit and sitting around all the time and making excuses as to why I don't want to eat healthy and why I don't want to get into shape.
Yeah.
It's because I made it. I stopped making excuses and I stopped being lazy. I got off my ass and I made a decision to say, look, if I want to lose 45 pounds, I'm not going to do it just eating like I did and not working out.
Well, that's what a lot of people do. It's not, like you said, it's not a priority.
Yeah.
But they make excuses. Oh, I don't have time. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, I can't get my bread and pasta. How am I supposed to do this? I don't have time to get to it.
I can't give up.
Those are not legitimate excuses. Those are not legitimate things.
Those are excuses in your head.
Yeah. But it's at the end, even still, it's not a priority to you, so you're making those excuses to cover it up.
Correct.
You know, like, even still, sometimes I'll catch myself. Oh, I'm tired and it's raining. Do I drive a half hour to go train Krav? And I'm like, practice what you preach. I talk myself out of it. I'm not fucking perfect.
I make excuses all the time.
I've
talked myself out of so much.
The big thing is, when I make excuses, it's rare, but I do. When I make excuses, I call myself on my excuses, and I talk myself out of them. In my head, I'm like,
excuse me.
Like, it's not that big of a deal if it's fucking raining. I don't give a shit if you're tired. You tell everybody else to not drop, to drop the excuses. Go to crap.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's a half hour away. Doesn't matter if it's fun. Then I talk myself out of it. But I say, stop making excuses. Stop. I'm harsh with myself in my head. I have weird conversations.
Stop being a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself. Stop being a bitch. Get the fuck up and go.
And go do it.
Like, stop making excuses.
Yeah.
You're going to tell everyone else to make, not make excuses, and you're going to make excuses. Like, I'm like harsh with myself, but it works. That's my method. It works for me.
If it works for you.
And sure enough, I get my ass up and I go. Because I know the next day, if I didn't go, I'm going to be like, fuck, I should have gone.
Well, it's also kind of a reason why I wake up now every morning to work out. Because it's like, do I want to, would I rather sleep an extra 45 minutes to hour every day?
Makes a difference in
the morning.
Absolutely,
100%.
But you feel a lot better.
I feel 100 times better after working out. Yeah. I feel great. And I'm like, I'm laying in bed, I looking at my phone, and like my alarm goes off, and I'm like, fuck. And I was like, just get out of bed.
Yeah.
You've made this like pact to yourself to continue doing this to work out.
Yep.
So stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
Get up and go do it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like, obviously you're tired. Yeah. Obviously you want to just lay under the covers, especially when it's cold out.
Cold out's the worst.
And like the last thing you want to do is wake up to like a somewhat cold house and you're like, fuck. It's like, I don't want to work out and do yoga without a shirt on and stuff.
Tough.
You know,
yeah, it's
like
tough.
But I do it. I get my ass up. I take care of myself.
Yeah.
And I feel 1,000 times better.
And that goes a long way.
And I don't make an excuse about it.
No.
You know?
People have to realize that. They have to call themselves on their excuses.
Hold yourself accountable for the things that you want.
Or, which is one of my, this is one of my favorite things to have. An accountability buddy.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I now I don't really, I mean, it could always work. But like, if I don't get to the gym, I have an accountability buddy.
That's
like
good.
I could day say, hey Marty, make sure I get to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Make sure I go to Krav Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
But like, you have to find an accountability buddy that is not afraid to be like, yo, get the fuck off your ass and go.
Yeah.
You told me to make sure you went, go. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but it's good to have that. But with your own method. So like sometimes people, I mean, I respond to that, but sometimes not other people, some people don't respond well to the harshness.
Well, then you're gonna get
find
people,
a friend that knows how you respond.
You're gonna get people also, they're gonna be like, it's like, all right, I'll go. It's like,
Right,
stop being a dick. It's like, don't worry, I'll do it. You know, it's like, get off my ass and whatnot. It's like, all right, well, then don't ask me to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to tell you to go do this when you're feeling unmotivated to go do it, because then what the fuck am I doing?
And the worst part is that people that do that, they always go, oh yeah,
they're just gonna make an excuse as to why they can't
tomorrow.
Go then
I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it then
I'll go
that's gonna turn into 3 months, that's gonna turn into 6 months, it's gonna turn into 6 years.
Yeah.
And also it's like,
and then they're gonna come back to you next year and it's like, yo, look, last year, you know, I told you to hold me accountable, but
that's exactly
but the, like the, I really need you to really like,
yeah, that's never going to happen.
Be tough on. It's like,
never going to happen. No. It's the new year, new me, people.
Yes. Yeah.
I made a goal list for 2019. And I do that every year. And, but I follow through on it.
There we go.
It's more of like a, it's not even a new year. I don't give a fuck. It's a fresh year. I want to challenge myself this year.
What is your goal
but
for
it's
2019
all,
and...
Exactly. So it's like, set the list.
Yeah.
And set a list that you know, that things that you know you can do.
Right.
And will do.
Yep.
You know, I'm all about being, not being realistic. Be unrealistic.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
Set high
Who
goals.
Who the fuck is stopping you?
Set high goals.
I have fucking dope ass goals for 2019. And 5 years ago, if I looked at that, I'd be like, you're never going to accomplish that.
I'm with you on that.
But now I'm like,
totally,
I'm going to fucking crush this shit, and I'm probably going to add more halfway through the year.
Yeah.
But it's all shit that I know I can accomplish.
That you can get to.
Exactly. And that feels good, because now I'm like, okay, now I have shit to work towards. A lot of shit to work towards. I'm going to have a busy fucking year. But it's also stuff that you know, okay, like, I can get this done.
Right.
Nothing's stopping me from getting it done.
Except yourself.
Yeah.
Except yourself.
And I'm not making excuses for any of it.
And that's the biggest thing, is that the only person that's holding you back from reaching whatever goal you want is yourself.
Yeah.
You're the only fucking person that can hold yourself accountable for getting shit done.
Yep.
If you go out and you go to the bar, or you go fucking binge on Taco Bell, and you're gaining weight, and you're feeling like shit, the only person you have to blame is yourself.
You're making those choices.
And if you're trying to lose weight, and you're trying to get into shape and shit, and you're not taking care of your health, and you're not going to the gym, or doing any type of exercise to lose weight,
and
do whatever you want, wake up in the morning and take a look in the mirror and see who's staring back at you.
Yeah.
And that's you.
If you're not happy with it, you have to make a change.
Then start making a fucking change and start making a slow change.
Yeah.
And if you want to eat a little bit healthy, cut some fucking pasta out of your diet for like a week. Cut some of the cookies out
that you eat. Slow. You don't have to fucking go overnight.
No. I know what it worked for me, that I dove in head first and I went fucking balls to the wall. And like, that's just my personality in that, like, I'm either all in or I'm nothing. You know, there's no 1 foot in the water type deal. Like, I dove in head first doing keto and like, I didn't look back, you know? And was it a drastic change? 100%.
Yeah.
You know, like, I fucking overnight just changed my entire way of eating.
Yeah.
And my entire exercise schedule, 100%.
Yeah.
But I looked myself in the mirror and I took my before pictures, like, the day that I started going to the gym. And I'm like, I look at them now and I'm like, fuck. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's like, but I looked myself in the mirror and I said, is this what you want to look like? And, or do you want to look like how you look now? You know, it's like, make the fucking change. Get off your ass. Stop being lazy. Simple, and start making a fucking change in your life if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to want to do it, then don't start making excuses as to why you can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can do it. You just
choose not to.
Yeah.
It's all choices.
Yeah.
Literally. One of my favorite sayings, I don't know who the fuck said it. I don't even remember where I heard it. Our lives, our daily lives, our overall lives, our daily habit, we're a product of our choices.
100%.
Like, we make up 100%. Our lives from the choices we make. And that's little shit. Like, your choice to either wake up and do yoga or hit snooze and sleep.
Right.
That's a choice. As small as it sounds, that's a choice that's going to affect your day, that's going to affect your life. The choice to...
Those extra 15 minutes and to an extra half hour in the morning.
The choice to drink an unsweetened coffee instead of a sugar-filled pumpkin spice latte.
Right.
That's a choice you're making for your health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the choice to be a dick to one of your coworkers or help them out. The little fucking things like that people don't realize because they seem so small and like everyday things. But if you change little tiny things like that, everything, and you make different choices, if you start making little different choices, that's going to affect... overall.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's why I like with Gary Vee, micro macro. Like, you know, it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
If I make little choices to be a little bit nicer to my coworkers instead of being a dick, or be a little bit happier and grateful for my job instead of being miserable.
Yep.
Little things like that.
Yeah.
Are going to make make a fucking huge deal.
Those, one day at a time.
But it's all choices. You make your choices. That's why I have empathy for people, but I don't have sympathy for people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're overweight, okay, it's fine. You made the choice
to do it.
To fill your body with shit.
Yeah.
But you can just as easily make the choice to reverse that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We said it last week.
Like, it's the same thing with me.
You didn't gain your 60, 70 pounds that you're trying to lose. You didn't gain that over a month or a day. Like, you gained that over time.
Yeah.
You know, like... That shit adds up.
Yeah.
Like, you gained, let's say, 70 pounds. Like, every single day, you gained a pound for every 70 days.
Same thing, like, same way you should lose it.
So fucking lose it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the same thing with me. When I was eating fast food and smoking cigarettes and drinking fucking beer, I don't have sympathy for my past self, and nobody else should either. Yeah. Because, I was super unhealthy, but I made the choice... to smoke cigarettes. I made the choice to eat fucking Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I made the choice to drink alcohol and poison my body. I have no sympathy. That's why when other people are like, oh, I feel like shit, get the fucking cigarette out of your mouth.
Right.
Put the alcohol down. Put the McDonald's down. I have no sympathy for you. You feel like shit. I don't want to hear it because you make a choice.
Well, I'm hungover. It's like, well, what'd you do last
too
night?
Too fucking bad.
Well, I drank a bottle of vodka and a bottle of tequila.
You deserve to be hungover.
Good.
You know, I feel great this morning.
That's what's going
to
happen.
I made a choice too. We both had the same choice to make.
Yes.
I drink some electrolytes and take some vitamins before bed. I feel fucking fantastic in the morning. But I take my CBD, obviously. Tonic CBD. Shameless plug.
TonicVibes.com.
TonicVibes.com. And he or she made the choice to drink alcohol and eat, like, have drunk pizza munchies the night and feel like shit the next morning. We both had the same choice. I went one way, they went the other way.
Yeah.
So, like,
that fork in the road.
Yeah. Well, like,
one goes the good way, one goes you're gonna feel like shit tomorrow morning.
Yeah. We both had the same choice.
You know what my choice was yesterday? You know what my choice was yesterday?
Tell me.
Kelly goes, I don't know, we were doing a bunch of shit. And she's like, are we going to eat lunch and stuff? I'm like, I don't know, sure. I was like, what the fuck do you want to eat? And I'm like, she's like, do you want to get pizza? I'm like, I don't know. I was like, fine. I was like, fucking order pizza. I don't really care. Whatever, you know?
I can't imagine it's hard. It's easy to tell a pregnant wife no.
It's not.
So like that's a dangerous game.
But, you know, I was just sitting down. I did a bunch of yard work and I was watching football. And she ordered pizza and she's like, should we get the special? And the special was like, it was like one large pie. It was like mozzarella sticks, garlic knots, and wings, I think, came with it.
Damn.
And like, it all came and I sat down and I was like, I haven't had a meal like this in like forever.
Yeah.
And just like seeing all this, I was like, you know, I probably had the last time I had this, I also probably had about like 27 beers next to it.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the first time I'm eating like a really good like football Sunday.
You did it? You dove in?
Oh yeah. Fucking went in. I had like two slices of pizza. I had some mozzarella sticks.
I love hearing that.
Yeah.
I want to have pizza soon.
But it was like at the same time, like I didn't feel like great. I get stuffed really quickly now.
Yeah, me too.
And it's just like I kind of felt a little bit overstuffed, but I kind of kept just eating anyway.
Food like that. It's just like,
it was in front of me, you know?
Funny. Yeah, I gotta have pizza soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real fucking
good pizza.
I had a good little quote unquote cheat meal yesterday. Not yesterday, a couple of days ago. I had pokey. With the rice. With the white rice.
You had some white rice.
They give you like 2 cups of white rice. It's like 80 grams.
That's not bad.
But it's really nice. Yeah, it's not
terrible.
But what's cool is I did not feel like shit the next day.
Always good.
Or after.
Always good.
Cause out of all the white rice is really not the worst. It's a little bit higher glycemic, but I mean it does have some.
There's worse things you could eat.
There's a lot worse. But I knew if I had like bread or pizza, I was like, I'm gonna do it one day soon because I just want to enjoy some pizza.
Fuck yeah!
But I have to do it where I make sure like I'm ready to feel like shit the next day.
Yeah.
I do want to do an experiment. I started taking this new digestive encyzyme.
Okay.
By Pure Encapsulations. It's a doctor brand. The bottle looks like pharmaceutical. It's quite plain white, blue lettering, like very simple, no extravagance. Fucking awesome products. So, and I have to do more research on the ingredient in there. They have the normal enzymes, the lipase, the amylase, all that stuff. This one adds ox bile.
Ox bile.
Comes from bovine. Obviously. All right. But that apparently helps with the fat digestion.
Interesting.
Because I was having a problem with digesting high fat.
Yeah, of course.
So I started taking it with every meal, and it's been
good so far.
Probably the best digestive enzyme I've had so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm trying that out. So I'm gonna try that with my pizza, and I'm gonna see if it helps my body digest the gluten. Maybe process it a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then,
well, you have gluten insensitivity.
Yeah,
correct?
So I get really fucked up the next day. Not like too bad, but I get, it's like almost like a hangover. It's like I feel sick the next day.
That makes sense.
It's not like I'm like can't get out of bed, but it's sick enough to be annoying.
Right.
Inconvenient. So I wanna see if maybe this helps. You know, I'm gonna do like preparations.
Okay.
Electrolytes, maybe some CBD, just to fucking play around with it. But I do wanna enjoy some real pizza.
Fuck
that,
yeah.
I haven't in a long time.
Fuck yeah. It's always a good treat.
Yeah.
It's always a good treat.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorites. Bagel is one of my favorites.
Bagels. I haven't had a good bagel in a while.
That's another one that I think I would cheat for that. Like a deli sandwich, like a Godfather
type,
Italian cold cuts.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I can't do, really can't do, is the sugar.
Makes sense.
Like, I used to fucking eat Dunkin' Donuts, bro. The frosted donuts.
Oh, yeah.
I did the jelly donuts and the strawberry frosted donuts were my favorite.
Chocolate frosted is legit.
Vanilla was good too. The frosted donuts, dude, were just like, I used to fucking house those.
Yeah.
Because I never gained weight. But it was like, they were destroying my insides.
Well, that's what I was.
But those now, I would be almost too fucked up the next day to where it wouldn't even be worth it.
That's fair.
Like, I wouldn't even want to enjoy one of those because I'm just like, But yeah, the pizza thing I'm gonna do, and the bagel thing I think I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I need a good bagel.
Not in the same. Well, maybe in the same day.
Might as well go all in.
That way, it's like not 2 days of feeling that shit. It's only one.
Throw your fucking chips in. Start out the morning with a really good bagel.
Have some pizza.
Have some pizza for lunch. Maybe have a donut for dessert.
Ooh. But you know what I did do? Starting this week, I'm switching up my fasting.
Are you?
Yes.
How so?
I'm gonna try it.
Okay.
I'm gonna try different methods and see which way I feel better off of. Instead of doing every day 16 and 8, I'm gonna just eat when I'm hungry.
That's fair.
Every day. And then on Friday, I'm gonna 24-hour fast.
Oh.
So I'm gonna do a 24-hour fast once a week.
Not a bad move.
And see how it works.
Not a bad move. I've done it. It works.
Ben Greenfield, and I forgot whose podcast he was on, but they were saying, the one guy, like the host, I forget his name. I've never heard of the podcast. It was pretty dope. I'm going to look it up. They had a cool setup too. He did a 36-hour fast.
Okay.
Twice a month.
Okay.
And it was a full, like, he did it for, like, spiritual reasons.
Well, doesn't Yemeni do that too?
I think he does, yeah.
Doesn't he?
He's going to be at the
I know, this week.
Yeah. So, he does something, yeah. But, like, I'm going to ask him, too. I'm going to pick his brain a little bit. But I'm going to do... Because he's a...
Yeah, I mean, he's the CEO of No Foods, guys.
The CEO of No Foods. If you guys are Long Island local, this Thursday, Mission Nutrition in Huntington Village, the CEO of No Foods, Yemeni, is going to be doing a little meet and greet.
That's awesome.
Like, Q&A.
That's dope.
I believe he's going to be in town.
Yeah.
So, he hit us up, and he was like, hey, I want to do something for you guys.
Cool.
We fucking crank from No Foods.
Yeah.
So, he's really down-to-earth, too. Cool dude. But I'm going to try that.
Okay.
I was like, it's once a week, flush out, detox.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to stop eating at, like, 7:38 Thursday night.
Thursday, and then...
Because I train Thursday night, usually. The class, class is from 8 to 9.
Really just fucking
depleted.
So, I'll
just get home and just electrolytes, water, and then go to sleep. And then fast all day until 7:30 p.m. Friday.
Well, that's usually when I do my, like... over indulgences.
Yeah.
I usually try to fast like long over 20 hours
yeah.
the next day.
So I'm thinking maybe I'll fuck around with a cheat meal Thursday.
It's not a bad move.
Train Krav at night.
Not a bad move.
And then fast 24 hours Friday.
Okay.
And see how I feel Saturday.
Okay.
So I'm going to try it out. I'm going to mess with it.
I take it.
You know? See.
Go in. Go all
I did fast for 24 hours. That's easy.
It's not that hard. I've done it.
I think I'm just going to do coffee, water,
some electrolytes.
Electrolytes, definitely. My apple cider vinegar, my pink Himalayan. I don't think I'm going to do bone broth.
I think those are good.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to try to do zero calorie, like real strict fast for 24 hours. Bone broth is good for a fast, but I'm going to see how I feel first.
Right. I take it.
You know, we'll see.
You guys got any questions at all?
We're at 50 minutes.
Maybe. Yeah, I know.
Q&A.
Q&A time.
Live Q&A time. We got a lot of...
get that in.
All right. Live Q&A. Make sure you guys are checking us out, too, on all of our platforms. We just recently got onto Spotify and the podcast app called Anchor. So we're now on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play, and Anchor, which is a really cool app that we just learned about. So we're on all those platforms, so make sure that you are checking it out. And then the YouTube, also make sure you're subscribing and turning on the notifications. iTunes, make sure you're subscribing and rating us 5 stars. Spotify is a really cool one that we're pretty psyched about because Spotify is awesome and everyone has it. So you can easily listen to us on Spotify now. We're still under Mondays with Mike and Marty. So make sure you guys are checking that out. And make sure that we are subscribing to everything, turning on notifications. That way, the apps, whatever platform you're listening on, is going to let you know that we have new episodes up, new content up. We're going to be working on getting new guests on, too. So we're going to have Brittany and Eric from Tonic Vibes back on, too. Talk about their new stuff.
Fuck.
Holding it's never good.
Yeah, that was...
I can never do it.
It was rough. I tried.
I was explaining to them how we're on now. Spotify, which is dope.
Yep.
Anchor.
Yep.
Which is fucking awesome. And to subscribe and rate.
Absolutely.
And notifications to let them... so you guys can know when...
Yeah, and I don't know.
Did you, so on Anchor, people can go on that channel and there's an option for messages and people can record or write us messages that we can answer on the podcast, or we can just answer on there in general.
Well, that's cool.
So if you guys have any messages and you have the Anchor app, which is free for Google and iPhone, go on there, check it out. There's a little button that says messages. Yep. You can fucking send us messages. You can
ask questions.
Ask us questions, feedback. And we can answer them live. And yeah, I'm going to...
That's cool, actually.
It's a very cool little feature that we can get on there. And yeah, Anchor's going to be a really cool upgrade for us.
Yeah, so, Anchor I'm pretty psyched about.
It'll be
Spotify's dope too.
Yeah, Spotify's really dope.
I love Spotify.
Yeah, and I mean the best part is that you can. It makes it easier for you guys now to find us.
Yeah,
you know, now you're
more
not
accessible.
Just, yes, now you're not just limited to like the iTunes podcast or the Google Play.
Yeah, now it's you know Anchor, like now, anywhere.
You can just go to Anchor or Spotify and like you'll find us right there.
Yeah,
you know it's super simple. And just Mondays with Mike and Marty. That's it
for everything.
For everything.
Yeah.
I
was explaining to them too, we're gonna get Brittany and Eric back on.
Sick.
From Tonic Vibes.
Awesome.
They're gonna talk about their new methods and you know,
it's exciting.
How they have upcoming stuff going on, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're gonna try and get some cool guests coming on in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
So stay tuned for that.
Hell yeah.
You guys got any questions at all? Before we like under an hour. Let's see, what were some of the comments? Yeah, skip the bar, go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That was my Friday night.
That's what's up.
Went to Whole Foods.
I saw that.
It was so much fun because there was nobody there. It was empty.
Dude, I went to Trader Joe's last Sunday. Worst fucking decision ever.
I hate Trader Joe's.
I love Trader Joe's. Love it. Love the store.
So
awesome, awesome products.
For me, now that I went to Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
Oh, well, I mean,
I have to go
just
to
for like product choice.
Yeah.
Obviously, Trader Joe's produce department isn't as great.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't buy produce really there unless it's like, they have like a really dope pork belly that you can buy there. Mm. And like, they have some good, a few good things. But like, I wouldn't just go there just to buy produce.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd go there and like get vegetables or like get some cheese.
Yeah.
Or get something else. But I went there on Sunday just to pick up a few things for Kelly and Riley, and like I went on, it was just a fucking madhouse.
The one in Plainview?
No, the one in Westbury.
Westbury. Yeah. Oh yeah. The whole parking lot's a fucking nightmare.
It was a fucking, I waited online with like four things in my cart for like a half hour.
That's insane.
Yeah. It was,
I always let those people go ahead of me.
Yeah, it sucked. Well, I was on the 12 items or less line.
Oh yeah.
And it was a half hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I waited on a regular line. I'm like, wait a second. I was like, if this line's for this, I was like, I see that line over there. Let me go over there. And I went over there. I was like, well, this line sucks.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, not cool. Not a smart move. Don't go to Trader Joe's at like 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, it's bad. That's why I love going to Whole Foods Friday night. I lock up the store in Huntington at 8. They're open till 10. I go. Fucking nobody there.
Well, I've gone food shopping to Stu Leonard's. After the podcast, a couple nights. Stu Leonard's just fucking empty. I went food shopping Saturday night at like 9 o'clock at Stop and Shop, and there was no one in there.
I love it. It's great. Awesome. It's awesome.
So I think nighttime food shopping is
the
way to go.
Yeah.
It's a smart move.
That's the way to go.
Smart move. So, well, if you guys don't have any questions.
Now you can ask us questions on the replay with Anchor.
Yeah. How about that? So yeah, just go on those platforms.
Yep.
Subscribe to us, rate us, and yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's kind of it. I think we might wrap this shit up.
Let's do it.
For this week. So yeah, iTunes, Anchor, Sound. We should still be on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we'll still be on SoundCloud, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to check on that. Anchor may have taken over SoundCloud. But it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, Anchor's better. Anyway.
Yeah. So Anchor, definitely find us on Anchor, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And hopefully next week we'll have a few more platforms to announce.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's kind of in the process of things.
Yeah.
So. I remember, yeah. So, yeah. All right, guys.
All right, people.
Leave us notes on Anchor.
Yeah.
Let's or on the replay.
Shit.
Or wherever.
Or wherever.
We done.
We out.
We out.
Thanks for watching.
Have a good week.
See you guys next week. And during the week.
Yeah.